glad to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Next up, our edition of Mondays with Mike. This is a monthly segment where we share the latest changes or updates within Wisconsin Public Radio, and we give you the time to tell us how we're doing and what you'd like to see more of. And I hope you'll join in. Wisconsin Public Radio Director Mike Crane joining us once again. Mike, good to see you.
Always good to be here, Larry.
Also with us, Noah Ovshinsky, Interim Senior Content Director for Wisconsin Public Radio. Noah, welcome.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Larry.
And as you listen to these two fellas talk, I hope you'll join in. Tell us what you enjoyed on WPR lately. Where do you think we could improve, maybe? The number to call is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us to ideas@wpr.org. No, this is your first time, I think, on the Mondays with Mike. Maybe tell us about yourself and your role at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sure. Thanks, Larry. Yeah, I took over as interim content director here about 2 months ago. Before that, I have been serving as the news director at Wisconsin Public Radio since, was it August of 2015? Yeah. And before that, I was the assistant news director since 2012. So I think, if I'm doing the math right, this might be my ninth year at WPR between the three positions.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's great, as a matter of fact. It's really great to have you in that position. I think we mentioned the passing of Wisconsin Public Media Director Gene Purcell on our last edition of Mondays with Mike. And since then, our colleagues and the public have had a chance to honor his life in memorial. Mike, you want maybe say a few words about that?
Yeah, it was really one of those blows that you cannot possibly expect. Gene was killed in a motorcycle crash, and he was such a dear friend to many, and in fact, I attended the memorial service that took place in Madison. There was an additional one in La Crosse, and what was so striking in the video that was shown and in an audio Wisconsin Life segment that was played is that the Gene I knew was the exact same Gene that you knew and they knew and they knew. Gene had this gift for making you feel like you were the most important person in his space, in his room, when he was speaking with you. And he had a great sense of humor, could talk about almost anything, which you'll remember, Larry.
Yeah.
Gene used to substitute on the Ideas Network sometimes. And he was a great sub. I used to say to him, you know, if you should retire at some point, I'd hire you. Because he was really great. And he was a boss for me, for sure, but he was also a friend, and I miss him dearly.
Yeah, he's a great, great guy. We also have several other big staff changes happening here at WPR. And first, we've got some news for you, Mike. What's going on?
Well, so I'm stepping down from the role as director effective October 1st. So that's just a few weeks away. And they'll be working on naming an interim. And they being my bosses, you know, you hear us on the radio all the time talk about how WPR is a partnership of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board. And as director, I report to the executives for both of those. So Marta Bechtol is my boss at the state agency, the Educational Communications Board, and Heather Reese is the interim head of Wisconsin Public Media, which embraces WPR and PBS Wisconsin. And so they hope to name someone before I step down on October 1st. And I'll be around to help. I'm not going far, but we'll be stepping down as director and just enjoying my last time probably here with you, Larry, very much. This is the Mondays with Mike segment has been one of the real joys of my opportunities to, you know, get on the radio besides during a member drive.
Yeah, you're going to be missed in this role, Mike. How do we keep the train on the tracks here with this transition?
Well, fortunately, there are just a ton of amazing people that work at Wisconsin Public Radio, and I have very few worries at all about that. we have had, we, all of us at WPR, just like everyone in our communities, has had to show a lot of resilience over the course of the pandemic. And we've, as my dad used to say, we've put things together with baling wire and masking tape sometimes, but we certainly have kept it all together. And, you know, as I look at my last days, I will be just unendingly proud of the whole team and how they've kept flexing with things. And there's great leadership in place. I have worked with Heather and with Marta for many, many years. I think I've been here 14 years and most of that in the role as director, and have had occasion to work with both of them for more than a decade. They are just really great people. They understand the mission of public broadcasting right into their souls. And I have a lot of confidence in who they'll select. They are going to select an interim. So we'll learn soon who that might be.
Well, you're right about those two. They're great people. And I'm sure we're going to have a new interim, at least, very, very shortly. You know, this brings up the whole business of job postings. We got lots of transitions, new beginnings. What about job postings here at WPR?
Well, you know, in the midst of everything, we do have people coming and going. I happen to be one of them. In the interim, person is going to be just an executive appointment. But then once that's all worked through, perhaps in a year or so, there will be a posting for my position as director. In the meantime, we have two positions open right now that are in our web team. And you can find that very easily at WPR.org/jobs. And, you know, we just always need great people. There's content jobs, you know, creating news stories or whatever. There's technical jobs behind the scene. They're always coming up. And so if you're like many people who said, I'd like to work there someday, WPR.org/jobs is the place to check in periodically.
We're launching a new podcast. We had some callers online, but I just wanted to have Noah chime in on that. It's a new podcast project near the end of the month called WPR Reports Mapped Out.
Yeah, Larry, we are dropping a new podcast, largely out of the news department. If people might recall, we produced a similar kind of 6-episode podcast called Derailed that looked at the high-speed rail project that began and ended here in Wisconsin within a matter of years. We took a hard look at that issue. And this year, we are looking at redistricting. Bridget Bowden and Sean Johnson will be the primary reporters on that project, backed up by a great group of folks here at Wisconsin Public Radio helping out behind the scenes. And so they're going to take that great sort of in-depth approach to journalism and apply it to redistricting. It is a redistricting year here in Wisconsin. We have new data from the U.S. Census that they do every 10 years, and we use that data. I should say the government uses that data to design new districts for state legislatures, as well as the U.S. House and other positions. And we're taking a hard look at that process that happens every 10 years and what that process has meant for politics in Wisconsin. So we're excited for that. That's going to drop on September 29th, Larry, and people will be able to pick that up via their favorite podcast catcher on Apple or Google. And they will also be able to access it on the WPR website.
I'm really looking forward to that one myself. I know that's going to be a really good podcast. John in Madison has a question or comment, I believe. John, hi.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me. First, I got to say, love Central Time, love WPR. I was just, you know, you all are talking about hiring other people. And I have a suggestion to kind of incorporate into your hiring criteria. It almost seems like you guys need somebody who's like a devil's advocate, because WPR can sometimes be a bit of an echo chamber. People like me listen to it, and it's great to listen to everything that you're talking about, and I agree with you completely. All right, you had on, or maybe it might have been Central Time, Dr. William Hartman from Madison commenting on the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination. And it was wildly inappropriate to have a person who's working on vaccinations from the competitors of Pfizer commenting on Pfizer. And that detail was not disclosed, that he's working on competitor COVID-19 vaccinations. And his vaccinations didn't get approval. So it's like, why didn't the person interviewing him ask a hard question like, why did your drug not even get the emergency access usage right? So it could have been more aggressive, is what I'm saying. So are you taking any steps to kind of have a devil's advocate who could maybe not pitch softball questions to your participants?
All right.
Well, thanks for the comments. And certainly our intent is to reveal any potential conflicts of interest that our guests might have. So that's something I know that our content team will want to check into. And devil's advocacy is very interesting. We're not currently hiring another person for on air. And so that is certainly something for us to think about as that comes along. But I also think it's in our guests that we do want to continue to try to bring in guests that will test the assumptions of our producers and staff as well. And we don't always get that right, so thanks for the comment.
I appreciate that comment very much. Something to look into as well. Noah Ovshinsky, Interim Senior Contact Director at Wisconsin Public Radio, and Mike Crane, Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, will be with us right up until 12:30. We'll take a quick look at the news, find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. Then we will be back with Noah and Mike. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mealer. Thanks so much for spending some of your time with us here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mealer, continuing our talk with Mike Crane, Director of WPR. Also have Noah Ovshinsky, the Interim Senior Contact Director or Content Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. So what would you like to know about operations or programming on WPR? Any comment about a show or event? What have you appreciated or wish we do more of, perhaps? Give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And some callers online, so let's take a call. Wendy in Oconomowoc, we'll give you a chance now. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm concerned about the change in the feed from the NPR. We now have this 1 a in the morning instead of the afternoon, and the On Point is only in the afternoon, and On Point is much better at helping us make sense of the news as it happens. 1 a seems like they stick to the regular programming regardless of what happens in the news. Joy Cardine was great at, if something big happened in the news, she would put aside her normally scheduled programs and find someone to speak on something that was very pressing in the news that day. And that doesn't seem to be happening anymore, and I really kind of miss that. Is there any way that Magna Chakravarti seems to be better at that than Jen White? Is there any way, any thought about maybe getting the On Point hour in the morning?
Okay. Who wants to take that? Noah, do you want to take that?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Larry. Thanks for the question and the comment. Of course, you know, On Point does have the benefit of having, you know, a fuller day of news behind it. And I would say, too, you know, the morning show here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and I know Central Time as well, follow the news very, very closely. And I know from time to time they will change their programming to address what's happening in the news. And so certainly here at WPR, we try to be as responsive as we possibly can be. And then as far as the national programming, you know, again, it's a situation where sometimes depending on when that show broadcasts, you know, because maybe it broadcasts earlier in the day, less has happened. And so it tends to be those shows that later on in the day that tend to be very, very reflective of what's happening in the morning, as well as across the world. But thank you so much for your comment.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Mike, any comment? Maybe we might have temporarily lost Mike there. Let's take another call. Dave in Toma, it's your turn. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hi. I love your shows, Larry, and there's a lady in the morning that I like listening to also. But your national shows, I find them very deceptive and misleading and one-sided, and I really don't care for them. It seems like they concentrate on, it seems like you concentrate on basically one topic, and it's all somebody else's fault. And that's the main thing that I don't care for on public radio is these national shows that you carry now.
All right. Dave, thanks for calling. Comment?
Larry, all I would say again is I know the shows, I know some of the producers and the hosts, and I know they do go to great lengths to capture a range of opinions. And I would say, as with our local programming, I would apply the same sort of standard to our national programming, which is, it's hard to gauge, one show in particular, depending on what happened that day. Maybe the show had success booking one guest and not the other. And I encourage people to listen to a show over the course of many days or many weeks or even many months to really get a sense of the full breadth of the programming that they offer. But thank you so much for your comment.
Yeah, sometimes you can have a program where you have all sides presented, and then sometimes you have programs where you have one side of an issue presented, and then 2 days later you might have the other side of the show presented. So that's kind of what I think Noah's getting at, isn't it?
Exactly, Larry. Yeah, sometimes it takes a day or two for a show to fully represent an issue. Again, sometimes the guest that maybe they wanted initially was not available for another day or two, and so a lot of logistics goes on behind the scenes, as Larry fully knows well, probably better than most of us. There's a lot of logistics, and so I encourage people to, when they evaluate a given show, to really evaluate it over the course of several days or over a period of time, to get a sense of how they generally approach a given topic or an issue.
So,
go ahead,
behind
Mike.
The scene, I had to change how I was connected because we were having a connection difficulty with me, but I was able to listen. And the thing I wanted to add, Larry, back to the question about 1A and on point, is that we used to carry 1A in the afternoon, and it was at that point a delayed program. It was fed nationally at 9 o'clock our time, and On Point was live. And then they changed how they produced the show to making it a pre-produced show. That's why we moved it to the afternoon, when we thought at least people in Wisconsin have the opportunity to participate live with 1A now that it's on at 9 o'clock. But I know Noah takes to heart everything that people share with us concerning what you think about the program. So keep it coming.
Yeah, for sure. Louie in Oconto, we'll go to you. Thanks, Louie, for calling. Louis.
Congratulate the great talent you have on the fill-ins on the morning show. I know when JC and Lee are on, I just really enjoy the way they can really harness the guest's talent and expertise and not ask a lot of questions, but they seem to be able to, like Larry does, guide the guests in that show. My question is, can we do a show on some of the environmental impacts that maybe affect us indirectly, like the boundary waters and the mining issue that they have? But also, I had mentioned before, Line 3, which still runs through Wisconsin, but they're trying to stop that pipeline in Minnesota, and if we can do a show on something like that.
Okay, Louis, thanks so much for calling. Comments? Mike, you want to start?
Sure, and I'll ask Noah to chime in terms of maybe any news reports we've done. But mining in our state and obviously the boundary waters in Minnesota are not very far away, has been an abiding interest over time. And so I have no doubt that we will do future shows on that. But as a specific suggestion, one of the things I always try to do with this show is to pass on to those who might not already be listening on our team, and many do, by the way, of our content team do listen when I'm on the Mondays with Mike, I pass on to them that suggestion. So thanks very much for that suggestion, Louis.
Yeah, Larry, and I would just echo too. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the comment, and I'll echo Mike's comment there. You know, we do take people's feedback seriously. And I do know that, you know, line three is something that we've pretty extensively covered in the news department. We've also paid special attention to the boundary waters just in recent weeks because of the wildfires up there. The wildfire season up in the boundary waters has been the most significant it has been in a very long time. So severe, in fact, that they closed the park for a period of time. And so the boundary waters is very much, not only is it sort of a big part of the natural resources that we have in the upper Midwest, but it's of a keen interest to our listeners here in Wisconsin. And so I would say keep a sharp ear out for more programming around the boundary waters, as there is a lot going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, let's see. I'm sorry. Brandon in Green Bay, we'll go to you. Brandon, hi.
Hi. Yeah, on Central Time, there's a weekly segment called Food Friday.
Yep.
Love it. Love it. Absolutely wonderful. Don't change a thing about that. And I actually have a suggestion for a guest on the Larry Mueller show. There should be a guest host, and they should interview Larry for the hour and a half. And I think a lot of people would like it. You know, we could hear fishing stories, hunting stories, maybe what brought you to the public radio. And, you know, so many of us spend hours a week with Larry, and I think that would be a fantastic show.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Larry, I can vouch for that just because you and I have been occasionally on stage together in a live event. We've had an opportunity to celebrate now it's several years ago, I think, your 50th anniversary of being on Wisconsin Public Radio and its predecessor stations, WHA and the rest, and hearing your story about how you ended up in this seat, that alone is a lot of fun. So maybe you should think of being on the other side of the microphone sometime.
I might have to do that. I've often asked to speak, and I've given a number of talks over the years about my life on Wisconsin Public Radio. I could probably do some sort of version of that at some point. There's a lot of stories there, that's for sure. Brandon, thank you so much. I'll consider maybe not a whole 40 to 90 minutes, but a few minutes at some point, talk about my life here. Andrew in Waukesha, we'll go to you. Hi, Andrew.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So my question has to do with editorializing questions, as it were. I find it's often the case whenever I will call and ask a question, the question is reframed by the host, and then the guest will never actually answer the question, and then I get no chance for follow-up. So I'm wondering, is there a policy in place? What guidelines are you following for actually taking questions directly from the audience and answering those questions in a way that would satisfy the caller?
Yeah, I'd be curious, Andrew, do you find it's different on different shows in any way, or is that your universal experience?
Absolutely. Certainly, and these apply usually to the more current events and political news shows.
Yeah, I think there's certainly no reason we couldn't take follow-ups, and I know sometimes our hosts do, but it's probably a reminder to make sure that that they do that. The reframing sometimes happens because our guest callers sometimes have kind of a multiple of things that they want to share. And the host job is, as one of the callers earlier said, to try to guide our guests. And so that may be what's happening there. But again, as we've said, we'll pass that along to the team and let them know that that's been frustrating for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. I think the most thing that call screeners are looking for is, are we on topic? You know, is the caller asking a question that relates to the topic? And if it relates to the topic, then we certainly try to get that view on the air, if we can all do it.
You know, Larry, one of the things that strikes me in all of the talk shows is it's kind of like a complicated sporting event, like basketball or something, in that you have experienced people working on it, but there's always improvisation going on, right?
Yeah.
There just has to be. You know, there are days when you're like, why are we not having calls? And other days where it's very similar topic. You might be getting a ton of calls and you can't even get them all on. And so it's kind of, you know, balls in the air, almost literally, almost. And I just, one of the reasons I really appreciate the Ideas Network is hearing you all do that.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, actually. It's great to host a show like this, and for Wisconsin Public Radio and for our listeners. I'm convinced of that. Mike in Madison, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Hey, Larry. You're a national treasure. Don't change a thing. I love everything you do. Here's my complaints. The all classical and news station, does it have to be all classical all the time? And it's typically kind of a style of classical music that just kills me, because it's that real, like, regal, you know, royalty type music that you'd hear with all the castanets and all the, you know, it's just, anyways, that does it have to be that all the time? When I go to other states and hear public radio, the music is often excellent underground, you know, hip hop and electronic music, and you know, there's so many other great genres of music all day. Do we have to dedicate this whole band to one style of classical music? Give Stephanie Elkins a break. And then my other thing is, I live in Madison, and it's 90.7, 90.9, 107.9 are the local, you know, ways to tune in for us. And we also have the AM 970. No matter what radio I'm on, no matter how new of a vehicle I'm in, I get static like crazy, and I have to just constantly be switching between bands. Is there a reason why their bands aren't? Is it just me that this is happening to, or is anybody else experiencing that issue?
Mike, I completely understand, and I sometimes have the same experience driving around Madison. The reason we have all those frequencies is we do have signal issues that caused us to try to add what they call translators. 90.9 and 107.9 are currently translating or repeating the signal for WHA and WHAD, which is the 90.7. And if you ever have a chance to look at our coverage maps, it looks like some kind of snow with different size coverage areas and so on. And we are definitely doing our best to try to do fill-ins wherever we can. And that's why you're experiencing that. FM is subject to terrain issues. So, for instance, 90.7, if you're down the hill, as you will, in Madison, might get iffy. And typically in that same spot, 107.9 might be good, but if you drive out of its little circle, you're back to the challenge. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Mike, for calling. Bob in Sun Prairie, hello.
Hi. So my favorite shows are ones about research happening at the university. And I'd like to ask for a show about the materials science department, because that's really one of the most exciting areas of research at the university. There are super excellent people in that department, you know, just doing amazing work. And the other thing I'd like to hear about is gain of function research, which is taking place at the university under the auspices of Dr. Yoshihiro Kawaoka. And gain-of-function research is going to be in the news again soon. So, it'd be good to, you know, set up something there. I don't know if Dr. Kawaoka is here right now. He splits his time between here and the University of Tokyo. And, the Alumni Magazine calls him the rock star of virology. So he might be a really good guest to have on and put on the hot seat.
I jotted that down. Actually, the material science department, we do feature on this program from time to time folks from material science because they're really doing, you're right, they're really doing some cool things. And we try to do a technology science show usually on the last Monday of the month, on this program at least. Noah, I don't know if you have anything to add to that or Mike.
I don't. Larry, I would just add about the research with the gain-of-function research that's being done at the university. I will just say, speaking from past experience, it is very difficult to get the professor booked for an interview. I'm not sure I would say impossible, but pretty darn close to impossible to book him for an interview. It's something that we will continue to do as his research, as you mentioned, does make news from time to time. It's certainly relevant given the current pandemic that we're living through. And so we will continue efforts to try to get the professor on the air, both here on the Ideas Network, as well as interviewed by our journalists who are working on issues related to viruses.
Mm-hmm. EJ and Phillips, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks to WPR for excellent programming. And it can't happen easily. So can Noah talk about the behind-the-scenes producing of our state shows?
Well, sure. And I think we even started talking about it earlier in the hour. A lot of improvisation happens. If there is one word maybe I can use to describe organized chaos, but certainly a lot of improvisation. We've got an army of hardworking producers and board operators working, every day in order to bring the listeners on the Ideas Network the latest and greatest programming that we can. And it really is an amazing thing to see. Sometimes I'll have occasion to kind of peer into a meeting and kind of listen into the conversations that are going on. And I will say the thing that really it just hits me over the head every time I do it, which is the team's commitment to excellence and their commitment to the audience experience. And you find that in every team on the Ideas Network here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's really cool to see.
EJ, thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate your call. And, oh boy, here we are out of time. I wish we had more time. Mike, are we doing one more in October, Mondays with Mike?
There's going to be a pause as my successor is invited to be part of that. So this is our last one, Larry. Unless I end up a substitute for you and I interview you.
Well, Mike, it's been you've done a wonderful job, and I know you're going to continue to work hard and in this area, but I really appreciate your role as director, and I know everyone else does as well. Thank you so much for all you've done,
Larry,
for us. Appreciate it. And Noah, thank you. And you and I may be doing this again sometime down the road. Noah, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Noah Ovshinsky, the interim senior content director, and Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, our guests. Well, thank you for listening, and I hope you'll stay with us. There's lots more in store on the Ideas Network right through the afternoon. I'm Larry Mueller.